began the work at Lever, we had a shoestring budget.
Welcome to Mass MEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. Mass MEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
We have a two-part podcast episode series. In episode one, we speak with Jeffrey Thomas, the executive director of Lever and their internship program. But on next week's episode, you won't want to miss it, as we'll give you the inside scoop on a $25,000 and $50,000 dangling carrot. Welcome, Jeffrey. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started. You work with an intern program. So, you know, obviously the schools, the colleges and things that are happening right now, and, you know, people that are possibly looking to get into a job or whatever it may be, you know, into a career per se, and you have an internship program. So can you give us a little bit of insight on how that works?
Yeah. So getting back to, you know, the name Lever and leveraging local assets.
Yeah.
I mentioned we have some great colleges here, Williams College, Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, Berkshire Community College, and even just up the road in Vermont, Bennington College. So when we began the work at Lever, we had a shoestring budget and, you know, needed all the hands we could get. So we said, well, let's create some opportunities for students to help us. We paid every one of them. We paid them as minimum wage or better. And that was and we gave them full-time work for 10 weeks in the summer. So, which was important. Many students on financial aid are required to earn money in the summer. So by setting the bar at minimum wage or better, full-time employment, 10 weeks, we were able to include any student that wanted to work with us. In any case, we had a lot of success with that, and other companies in the Berkshire region started hearing about our success with it and basically started saying, well, how about us? Can you help us find some of these great interns that you've been working with? And most of these are smaller companies that couldn't do any kind of on-campus recruiting. You just couldn't allocate resources. So anyway, that's what we do. We market internships directly on campuses. We have relationships with, I don't know, 70 or more career centers at colleges, predominantly in New England, but actually nationwide. Mm-hmm. And then we work with employers to create opportunities that are attractive to young people.
Yeah.
And we've had such success there that our average number of applications per internship opportunity is about 14.
Wow.
And two-thirds of the applications come from students whose hometowns are other than Berkshire County.
Wow.
So we're bringing these young people into Berkshire County.
Mm-hmm.
Another challenge we have is we don't have enough young people here. Our demographic has changed over the past few decades. We've had generally an out-migration of young people,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of, you know, seniors aging in place. And so anyway, we're very excited about that. This year has been challenging. Last year we placed 44 college students in paid summer internships in Berkshire County. 44.
That's great.
This summer we had 12.
Okay.
And we're proud of that.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah.
Most of the internships are remote. Many of these interns have never met their supervisors in person.
Yeah.
And we're just now doing our exit interviews for this summer's supervisors. And every one of them has reported having a surprisingly positive experience and really pleased with how their intern's been able to contribute. So I don't know, just all goes to the spirit that we keep sort of talking around in this conversation, Haley, right? You know, I think that's, it's really fun to be a part of this and to watch people bring, you know, their best selves to be part of the solution and to help each other. So yeah. That's maybe the overarching theme here. And you're right, this has been as hard as it's been for us, like it is for everybody. This past few months has been really the most gratifying work that we've had a chance to do. So we feel really, really lucky.
Yeah, that's so nice to hear, because I think, you know, to hear how appreciative you are of that and knowing that. And I'm not sure a lot of other people would be able to have that opportunity. So it's really enlightening to hear you be able to say that and moving in the direction that you're going. That's awesome. That's a really cool thing to have. So, and to hold on to. And again, your silver linings they're all over for you. You can see them everywhere. Make sure you join us next week for episode 2 of our 2-part podcast episode series with Lever.
Thank you so much for listening to Mass MEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of Mass MEP's podcasts or for more information on how Mass MEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.